I listened to the radio, and something I heard on the radio that has been, like, profound in my life is a simple saying of, in a world where it's hard to find a nice person, then be a nice person.
Welcome to the American Grown Podcast, hosted by Austin Sullivan. The American Grown Podcast will focus on people from different walks of life and their journey to where they are now. Now, turn up your volume and settle in for a great episode.
This is the American Grown Podcast, recorded inside the ColorTech Creative Solutions Studios.
In this episode, we have John Simpson, personal care assistant at Cedar Crest High School. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
And both of us are alumni of Cedar Crest.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It's a great place.
Oh, definitely. Great teachers. I think a very good atmosphere, at least from my time there. I graduated in 2011.
Yeah, I graduated in 2016.
Let's see, back then I played football, track and field. I was in John Gates' class for the Talon. It was a newspaper at the time. Miss Hartuska for photography. I think I took photography one. And then there were some other great teachers there at the time. Coach Lebo, he was still teaching. Mr. Miller, Steve Miller, in the graphic arts department there with the screen printing t-shirts and stuff like that. So really, I think, yeah, Cedar Crest is a very good school.
It's awesome. It's the teachers are really caring, and you can see that feed into the students. You can see that these teachers really care about the students and their future, and they want to invest, because this isn't only an investment in the students' lives, but this is an investment in our future. When you look at the students we're working with, we're working with tomorrow's doctors, tomorrow's lawyers, tomorrow's teachers, tomorrow's politicians, tomorrow's athletes. You know, so these kids that we're working with are kind of shaping the future and how it's going to go. And, you know, I think Cedar Crest does a great job at not only investing in the here and now, but we're looking at this big picture wise, and how can we impact the future of our country and the future of our world?
It's literally molding the future minds, or the future of America. You know what I mean? At school districts across the country. And I do agree. I think Cedar Crest has some amazing teachers, staff. You know, again, from my time there, they cared, you know, like you said, they cared about the students. They cared about the student athletes across the board.
It is one of the best, you know, from the administration to the teachers to the staff and to the students themselves. The Cornwall-Lebanon School District community supports one another, whether that's from athletics to whether that's alumni. You know, right now in the NFL, we have an alumni kicker, Chad Ryland, and, you know, the school district is loving how Chad's doing. And it's very cool to see one of our own Falcons performing at the highest level in his sport.
Shout out to Chad. He was on the podcast last year, just before he got drafted by the Patriots. I believe it was just last year. Time flies. But he is doing phenomenal, isn't he? Now he's with the Cardinals, I believe.
Yeah, he's on the Cardinals, and yeah, he's kicked like free game-winning kicks. And
I thought so.
The Cardinals are now in first place, and, you know, it's really cool to see, like, yeah, you know, part of their team success and where they're at in the standings is because of Chad.
Right here in Lebanon County, you know, a local boy. And we're going to talk all about the community and how they support each other and the students and everything as we dive more into your episode. But I do want to shout out my cousins, my family, Luke, Lance, Levi, Pearl, Uncle Gordy, if y'all are listening, because, you know, if I'm not mistaken, you are a personal care assistant for my cousin Levi Haynes.
Yes, I am Levi's personal care assistant at the high school. I've been working with Levi since his freshman year, so this is year 4 together, which has been really cool to see that relationship grow over the past couple years. I've known Levi since he was in elementary school, because one of the cool things that we do out at Cedar Crest is we take part in the national event of Coach to Cure, which supports muscular dystrophy disorder, which is the disorder that Levi has. So Levi has been a participant in that ever since I was in high school, and has been participating in this event ever since. And it's been really cool to see the high school rally around Levi from when he was in elementary school to middle school and now to high school. And we had a really, really good event this year.
Do you want to talk about that event since we're on it?
Yeah. Our student section organized a readout, and our morning announcements crew is amazing. And they did an interview with Levi, the student section leaders, and myself of, you know, what kind of this game and event meant to each of us. So it was really cool to see the different perspectives, because obviously Levi had his own perspective of being a participant in this event. I had a perspective of, all right, I was a player when Levi like first started leading us out for this event, and now to come back as staff and to see him still doing this, like, that was a really cool perspective. And then the student section leaders had their perspective of how can we support one of our classmates who supports us, because Levi is very supportive of the Cedar Crest community. He loves all Cedar Crest sports and, well, pretty much all things Cedar Crest.
Yeah.
That kid bleeds blue and gray.
I believe it, yeah. Which is awesome. And you had mentioned, you know, muscular dystrophy. And I think to drill down a little bit, it's Duchenne's muscular dystrophy.
Yep.
And for the listeners that might not be familiar, it's, and correct me if I'm wrong, John, but a rare genetic disease that results in muscles becoming damaged or weaker over time. And that's, you know, kind of what Levi since birth has been living with.
That is a perfect summary of it. And he's thriving with this. He is really thrived with this.
He doesn't let it doesn't hold him back.
No. You know, I was thinking about this weekend. This doesn't knock Levi down. Levi knocks Duchenne down.
Yeah.
And he did amazing in the first marking period, has done amazing in the high school. And I learned so much from Levi that he has taught me more than I've taught him.
Yeah.
It's almost like I'm the one who's a student again, and he's just, you know, educating me on how to deal with life, how you deal with adversity.
Yeah, talk on that.
So I coach, I do some different things like that, and I still play volleyball, and in those aspects, you know, I'm going to face adversity. You know, with coaching, maybe a call is not going to go my team's way.
Right.
How is my team going to respond? How am I going to respond? Because, you know, maybe my team that I'm coaching looks to how I respond. How do I lead them?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the easy way out is to blame officiating. You see it in all kinds.
You're right.
Of levels.
Yes.
Texas and Georgia were wild this year with a call that the officials made. And, you know, you saw how the Texas fans responded. And I'm not coaching at that level. But, you know, the thing is, how do you respond? Because there's a human element in coaching. You want things to be called fair. You want calls to go in your team's favor. And, you know, the officials are humans. They make errors.
Mistakes, right?
It's hard to, you know, sometimes, you know, not be frustrated. But, you know, you want to try and respond in a positive manner. And I bring this back to Levi. It's like, you know, he has really taught me how to be calm in how I respond to things. He's really taught me to just kind of roll with it. Don't let this one bad thing drag me down and just make a not great situation, even worse.
Good point.
But, you know, how can we learn from this situation? How can, when we're faced with another situation, be better for it because of that previous experience?
Yeah. Oh, I couldn't agree more. And like you mentioned, whether it's, you know, peewees or little league, you know, the midget football up to middle school, high school and college and professional level, you know, it's that human element, whether it's an official or coaches. But at the end of the day, you know, you being a coach for volleyball, whatever sport it may be, you know, there's young people that look up to you, whether you know it or not. And, you know, the fact that you handle yourself and carry yourself in a professional manner and learning some of that through Levi is huge, because yeah, it's very easy to blame refs or blame other people or lose your temper, right? You know, break a clipboard or whatever it may be. But then those young kids that look up to you, they see that and they think, oh, that's okay to do. I can do that. And it's just kind of not a good path, I think, for young athletes to go down, because at the end of the day, you know, I've said this, with like Coach Bear, Rob Bear for Cedar Crest Track and Field, when we go to take their team and individual pictures here at Blue Cardinal Photography, we get the guys' pictures and the girls' pictures, you know, men's and women's, and I would say, look, you know, guys, please handle yourself in a professional manner, have a great season, but remember, you know, you represent your family, you represent Cedar Crest High School, and you represent your team, and at the end of the day, it's bigger than just you, you know, it's not just you. So if you act out or get upset or cuss or say something you shouldn't, it reflects not just on you, but your family and the whole school, you know, your whole team and everything. So I think that's phenomenal that you're learning from Levi, you know, and I think we can all learn from each other, really.
And you brought up another great person, Coach Bear. He is amazing. I was blessed to have him as my elementary school gym teacher, and you know, he did amazing work. You know, he embraces kids for where they're at. You don't have to be the star gym athlete to be praised by Coach Barry. You know, you can run your best mile at 10 minutes, but because that's your personal best,
yes,
Coach Bear is going to cheer you on and be proud of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, 100%. And he, I think what separates him from a lot of other coaches, not saying anything wrong or right, but he really cares about the athlete and the individual outside of the sport. You know, there was just, whether it's a conversation he'll have with you, whether you're having a bad day. Yeah, he just, you can tell he cares. I mean, I can go now back to Cedar Crest, again, taking pictures for Blue Cardinal Photography. I'll see Coach Bear. I'll say, you know, hey, Coach, how you doing? He'll say, hey, Sully, how are you? And he'll know, probably to this day, like, my best throw in the shot put or something like that. And not just me, but, like, I think almost every athlete he knows on a personal level. And it's really amazing, yeah. I'm glad you brought him up. Yeah, he was on episode 1 for the listeners. Yeah, shout out to Coach Bear if you're listening. Thank you for helping get this podcast going and being the first guest to take a chance on me and come into the studio. So shout out to you if you're listening. John, let's take a sip break. This sip break is brought to you by Garage Beer. From the garage to the cooler, whether you're on the golf course, just got done cutting your lawn on a hot summer day, or spending some quality time on the grill, grab yourself a garage beer. It's just beer-flavored beer. All right, so to pick back up, John, I kind of want to start to, you know, peel back the layers of who you are and your life. What was it like for you growing up?
I had a really good childhood. You know, supportive parents, supportive grandparents, supportive older cousins, you know, just an awesome family unit. And I played a lot of sports growing up. Sports is huge into my life. I briefly talked about volleyball. Football was also huge. Baseball, soccer, to a lesser extent, and basketball as well. But sports was just a huge, huge part of my life. You know, I was also in Boy Scouts. That was another good thing. And 4-H, showing out at the Lebanon Area Fair.
I didn't know that, yeah.
I still show cows out there. I haven't been quite ready to give that up. But
that's awesome, yeah.
I have some younger cousins that are now really into showing cows, and that's kind of regenerated me and re-energized me into wanting to still continue to show. I find enjoyment from seeing them enjoy their things and enjoy showing them, like, I can still do this.
Yeah.
And it's been really fun to do that. And I had an aunt who played a huge part in my life. And while I was in high school, she passed away. And that was a really hard time in my life. But I was at a really good spot because of the Cedar Crest community. You know, from the guidance counselors to some fellow peers and the teachers, like, that place really helped me get through that event. I had an amazing guidance counselor, Mrs. Knight. She went way up and beyond. Just had some really awesome friends that, you know, kind of didn't let me slide through the cracks. Because, you know, when I was going for that event, it's easy to put on a fake face, but I had some friends that could see through that, and they would say, yo, this isn't healthy, this isn't good.
Yeah.
You need to share where you're genuinely at. And again, Cedar Crest, like, I felt so supported there because of, you know, the people there and also the coaches there. In high school, I played football and volleyball, had the amazing opportunity to play for Coach Warnavich, who really got the ball rolling for Coach Tecure and for Levi, and also played for Coach Wilson, who took over my junior year, and he helped lead us to the playoffs for the first time. And, like, I think at that point it was like 16 or
a long so time. Years. Yeah, like, you're right. It was a long time.
Because yeah. I was a senior when we made the playoffs, and I think the last time I was like 3 or 4, so maybe only 14 years, but it was a really long time. And that was a huge breakthrough for us as a program. And, you know, now coming back, it's really cool to see where the program's at now and has come over the past, you know, couple of years. Coach Wilson did an amazing job at leading the program. That was the first step.
Yeah.
And then we just kind of kept building off of that. And now we have Coach Lambert running the program. And
yes,
he's a great guy, and, you know, really building a strong culture, continuing that of what Coach Wilson did. And, you know, this year we did something for the first time in like 27 years, which was win a playoff game. And,
yeah,
you know, you just see Coach Lambros go to work and just go all in, because he's a Cedar Crest guy. He understands the school, the culture. And, you know, when you have an individual that understands what it means to be a Falcon, what it means to be a Cedar Crest Falcon, it's great, and he's going to run with this, and I think he's going to take the program to heights it probably has never seen.
Yeah.
He is a leader of men. And when I say that phrase, I mean, what I mean is he's going to make sure the kids are doing the right things. He's going to help transform these kids from boys to men. He's going to prepare them, you know, whether that's for college, whether that's for the workforce, whether that's for the military. Coach Lambros is going to come along and reach each boy where they're at and help them find success in their journey. And, you know, he has a great staff around him to help do that. A couple of my former teammates are now on his staff.
Really?
The Horn Boys, Evan and Logan.
Evan and Logan, okay.
Two awesome guys.
Good guys.
It's cool to work with Logan every day. You know, he brings a positive attitude.
Yeah.
You know, and he always says hi to the kids in the hall. He always says hi to me. You know, he always says hi to Levi. Like, Logan, again, is another person who understands what it means to be a Falcon. And what, you know, that represents. You know, when I say what it means to be a Falcon, you know, it means looking out for others. You know, I think Cedar Crest does a great job at looking out for each other, and, you know, maybe the world could learn something from our students because, you know, I see how they embrace Levi. I see how they embrace others. They are very accepting. They are very encouraging to one another. You know, this past fall, we had our annual Falcon Fair, which is one of my favorite events.
Yeah.
I loved it as a student, and as a staff member, I love it. And we had our annual senior versus faculty football game, and, you know, Levi got to participate in that. They had a play for him, you know, when they got on, like, the staff's 30 or 40-yard line. We're going to give the ball to Levi, and, you know, he scored a touchdown, and you got the kids in the stand chanting his name.
Yeah.
You know, you got the kids on his team. You know, they all run to the field to, like, mosh pit Levi because...
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Levi's our guy. We love Levi, and he loves the school. So that was a really cool way to reciprocate that, to show him, like, you are one of us.
Yeah. Like you mentioned, John, whether you were on hard times or coming together to support, you know, Levi and new coaches, it's almost like a community is becoming more of a family at Cedar Crest. You know, like, everyone is so close, it sounds like, and people have each other's backs and support each other, which is phenomenal. Because I feel like a lot of times school districts, especially large school districts, this is my opinion, students or can feel not a part of something. And it's so big at that age, I think, to feel like you fit in or you're a part of a team, you know, whether you're into, you know, photography like myself, or into sports, or into the FFA, right? You're into farming. Like, you have a group to go to that you feel like you're a part of and supported. And I think that's such a big role for, you know, middle school and especially high school level. I do want to also shout out Coach Lambros. He was my 7th and 8th grade football coach way back. And just a great coach. I remember... when, you know, we had to go for 9th grade, we wanted him to move up with us. You know, all the players were like, "Coach, you know, you got to move up and coach us all the way up." And, you know, eventually he did, but I didn't obviously get to play under him as a head coach. But he is a phenomenal guy, and he cares about the athletes. And, yeah, Coach Lambros, if you're listening, shout out to you and your whole staff. You got some great coaches there. So after Cedar Crest, you went to college. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I went to Caron University. It's a small Christian school in Langhorne, PA, which is about 30 minutes north of Philadelphia. Really good school. You know, they had what I was looking. It was a small college, matched up with my faith beliefs, and it allowed me to pursue what I had dreamed of.
What did you go there for to study?
So I started in secondary education history, but some things didn't work out there, so I switched over to youth and family ministry, and sports ministry, and that's allowed me to, you know, live my dream job. And, you know, it's just able to connect with kids, which is, you know, I have two jobs. I work at a church, but I also work at Cedar Crest. And if I would show my 17, 18-year-old self a snapshot of what I'm doing now, that kid would be jumping through the moon, because that's what I dreamed of. You know, I dreamed of, you know, coming back to Cedar Crest. I dreamed of just hopefully making an impact on kids, because someone made an impact on my life. My goal for myself was, I want to do for others what I had done for me. And I think working out at Cedar Crest and working out at Cornwall United Methodist Church has allowed me to do that. And also coaching volleyball for Controlled Chaos, which is the club organization my older cousin runs, has allowed me to do that. So I'm very thankful for those free organizations being willing to take a chance on me. I have much gratitude to Cedar Crest, you know, for allowing me to come back and be a Falcon again. Much gratitude towards Cornwall United Methodist Church for taking a chance on a kid who didn't have much of experience work-wise in that field. And then much gratitude towards my older cousin for, you know, giving me a chance to coach a sport that I love. And I get to coach alongside my mom, which has been That's pretty awesome. Cool. You know,
yeah.
It's been really cool to see the impact she's been able to make on the kids as well. And yeah, just a really awesome experience. And 17-year-old me would be like, this is cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keep living your dream, kid.
That's awesome. Exactly. We'll be proud of where you're at. I was going to ask you, you know, why did you come back to Cedar Crest? But I think we all know it's your passion. You bleed, you know, blue and gray, and you know, it's almost a part of you, I would say.
Yeah. I came back to Cedar Crest because I had some great wise people after I graduated college. You know, I was looking for that first job.
Yeah.
When you're finished with college. And I had some people give me some wisdom when I was looking. Hey, Cedar Crest may be a good fit for you. And I thought about it. And you know, if I'm not going to lie, like, you know, when I was in college, I kind of forgot about, you know, coming back. You know, if it happened, it happened.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I was, you know, just, you know, gone through the process of, you know, what will my life go? And, you know, after graduating college and some deep thought and listening to some great advice, I decided to apply to Cedar Crest. Not really sure if I would get a job. I just wanted to apply because I eventually had the realization, like, you had this dream to come back. Don't let this opportunity go by the wayside. And,
yeah,
you know, Cedar Crest was willing to take a chance on me. And it's been great being back, you know, get to be around teachers that I had. You know, Mr. Powers, history teacher at Cedar Crest High School,
yeah,
had a huge impact on my life as a student. And now coming back as a staff, he still has an impact on my life. He's just one of many. You know, you have Coach War, another teacher, had an impact on my life as a student. Still having an impact on my life as a student. And then there are teachers that I'm working with now that Levi has that I didn't have, but they're definitely making an impact on both of our lives.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people out at Cedar Crest You know, they see Eclair, which is Levi's service dog, Levi and myself, we're like a trifecta deal.
Yeah.
has been pretty cool.
And what kind of puppy dog? Do you know the breed?
Yeah, Eclair's a Bernedoodle.
A Bernedoodle, okay. Yeah. They're very popular. So it's the three of you. So, like, John, walk us through what is, like, a day in the life of a personal care assistant. You know, what is that like?
So I greet Levi and Eclair off the microbus when they come. And then, you know, I just go throughout school with him. First period, we're in psychology class with Coach War right now. You know, and that's a class I took when I was in high school. So,
okay.
You know, some of this stuff is like, oh, I remember this, which is, you know, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then second period, you know, we have English, and he's writing a paper right now, working really hard on that. You know, and third period is business and personal law, which is really cool class. You know, learn about the law, how it works. You know, I'm definitely learning some things in that class. That would be a class I did not take when I was in high school. So it's been like, you know, this has been almost a great learning experience for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we have marketing with Mr. Harris, who's a really great supporter for Levi and the Haynes family. One of my former teachers, I actually had Mr. Harris's first year teaching at the high school. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. You know, and then we have lunch, and, you know, get to have lunch with Levi every day, which is cool. He sits at a great table with a great group of kids that are really accepting and bring positive energy every day. And the sixth period is international relations.
International relations. Wow.
So another great history class.
Okay. Yeah.
That Cedar Crest offers, you know, looking at how, you know, the U.S. interacts with different countries around the world and how different countries interact with each other. And the seventh period is kind of like a study hall monitor study where he gets a lot of his homework done. And then eighth period is American pop culture, which covers like the 1920s to present day. And right now we're going through the 60s. So, you know, it's almost like I'm going through high school again, and I get to help Levi throughout the day.
You know,
if Levi needs something, I'll get it for him. But Levi is very intelligent. He's very smart. If you were to look at his Algebra 2 third marking period grade and my Algebra 2 third marking period grade, there's a 28% difference.
Wow.
Levi just crushes it at school.
That's phenomenal. That's awesome, Levi. Algebra, math in general was not my strong suit. So, yeah, Algebra 2, that kind of intimidated me. I was never good at it. So, you're with Levi and Eclair all throughout the day, just helping him with anything he may need, just kind of being there to support him. So, with you coaching, then you coach volleyball. You know, a lot of times you hear about, you know, the student athlete learns lessons from the coaches. But what has been a life lesson, John, that you have learned from your athletes and, you know, even, you know, from your time with Levi?
It's probably just to enjoy it. Don't take anything for granted, you know, because life isn't granted. And that's probably, you know, what I've learned from Levi, you know, what I've learned from my athletes is, you know, just keep a positive attitude, you know, keep on trying, keep on persevering, because, you know, I coach volleyball and a player may not get an overhand serve for the age group that I coach in, but they work and work and work, and just that never-ending perseverance. And, you know, when they get the overhand serve, It's like, look at how that perseverance played off. You know, and I, as a coach, you know, want to instill belief in my players to have the confidence to do this. But, you know, something that I learned from them is like, you know, if someone gives me advice, to listen to them. You know, and I've seen players that have done that and persevered, and it's like, all right, I need to do this in my own life. If someone gives me advice for a tough situation, let's use this advice and persevere through it. You know, because let's be real, life isn't exactly easy.
Yeah.
You know, I can see that through athletes, you know, balancing sports, school, social life, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you're trying to balance that, you know, for a 14 to 18 year old kid.
Mm-hmm.
That's not easy.
It's a lot.
I mean, I've, even as an adult now, I will say time management is not my strong suit, but I have a hard time with that, you know, and to see kids thrive in that area is like, what lessons can I do and learn from them?
Yeah.
In that area of time management, you know, because I've coached U14 for the past couple of years, and I've had some of my players say that are in eighth grade, they take the Keystone test, which is a pretty statewide test that our kids have to pass in order to graduate. And, you know, so I'm coaching a eighth grader who's taken this test and seeing them excel at that. So they're balancing volleyball, they're balancing, preparing for this test, and then they're thriving and passing this stuff. You know, whether it's stuff in volleyball and then stuff with the test, it's like, yeah, all right, there's some lessons there.
Oh, for sure. And I think you hit on a real good thing. You know, sometimes it's just enjoy the moment, you know, take a step back and look at, you know, what you've achieved, what your athletes have achieved, or just in general in life, what you've done. Because somebody told me this, the days are long, but the years are short. And like you mentioned, man, time flies. Nothing is guaranteed, you know, and just enjoy it. You know what I mean? Enjoy the moment. Enjoy learning from others and just taking a step back, I think, is so important, and just looking at where you're at and what you've achieved. So I wanted to talk about, you know, is there a certain life lesson you'd like to leave with the listeners?
You know, as we're approaching Christmas, and to go along with what you just said, you know, it's not about the presents we receive, but sometimes it's the presence of ourselves that people appreciate the most. You know, I can ask my grandparents, you know, what do you want for Christmas?
Yeah.
And a typical response is just being with you, and your presence is good. And I can,
yeah,
you know, say, you know, as we're going into the holiday season, it's easy to get wrapped up in, you know, I gotta buy this gift.
Right.
That's an easy trap to fall into.
It is, yeah.
But, you know, I would say the presence of yourself also goes a long way.
Yeah, oh, I couldn't agree more. Yeah, a lot of times you think it's, you think of material things, like you just said, you have to buy this or get that or have the new phone or the new video game console or something, but a lot of times it's just being there, being off your phone, listening to people, having conversation like you and I are having now. It's that goes a long way, you know. I think it really does. And especially for any of the younger listeners, if you have your grandparents around, you know, spend time with them, learn from them, especially around the holidays, because, you know, at the end of the day, you're going to wish you did, you know? At the end of the day, you're going to wish you spent more time with them. So, especially around the holidays, man, it's that's a great point. So, I want to talk about the items you brought with you, you have a volleyball and a football. Tell me what they mean to you.
Yes, so volleyball and football are my favorite sports. I coach volleyball, but I also play volleyball on Thursdays and Tuesdays. And, you know, I play in a league with my mom and cousin, and we have a team, and it's a lot of fun. And I mentioned about my aunt earlier, and she did those two things the most with me. She would bump volleyball, have me practice setting, or we would throw football together. And those two things mean a lot to me. You know, football, I'm a huge Penn State fan.
Okay, we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Penn State.
Yeah.
Yeah, here we go.
Yep. Yeah. No, I could tell, John. I mean, since I've known you, you've always been big into volleyball, and I know you're very passionate football fan. I've got to ask you, who's your favorite? Do you have a favorite NFL team?
I do. I love the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay. Good PA team.
No, I am not tied to one particular city. You know, there's some sports fans who are like, you know, they're tied to that city. No, that's not me. For football, I like the Pittsburgh Steelers. For baseball, I love the Phillies.
Okay. Great team, the Phillies. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Your cousin Levi, he loves the Phillies.
Doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Levi's been to a couple games. I think he got to meet a couple of Bryce Harper maybe and some of those guys.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome. I mean, it's great that he can get to do those things because, you know, and it again, I think what's so cool about that too is these big name athletes, they're human. At the end of the day, it shows their human side, you know? Yeah. Okay, so you're a Steelers. I like that, yeah.
And then hockey, I like the Capitals, and then...
Capitals, okay. I like it.
NBA, I like the Cavaliers. And we're rocking and rolling.
They are.
14-0 right now. You know,
looking good.
Yeah, looking good. You know, but the team that's looming is Boston. Even though they have a couple losses, you know, that...
It's always a good game.
That's the team to beat, you know.
Sorry
to my Philly 76ers fans. if you like the 76ers, I'm sorry, but
yeah,
I just don't think you're on Boston's level. No. Maybe even the Cavs aren't on Boston's level, but you know, the Cavs are starting out well. And then collegiately, you know, I love Penn State. That's the thing I tied myself to. You know, I'm not one of those people who have like, you know, this is my favorite college football team. This is my favorite college volleyball team. This is my favorite college basketball team.
Yeah.
You know, I'm Penn State through and through. And, you know, for our basketball and football programs, we have two Pennsylvania guys that are leading the programs. Football, we have James Franklin, who is from actually Langhorne, PA, where I went to college.
Small world.
Very, very small world. You know, for those of you that are going through the college decision-making process, you know, I recommend having some legitimate reasons of why you picked that school. And I mentioned some of the legitimate reasons of why I picked Karen, you know, faith-based small school. I was able to play volleyball there for 4 years. I was on their college volleyball team.
Yeah.
So to play a sport that I love in college was another deciding factor. But, you know, once I got down to point number 10, and I love telling people this, James Franklin was from that area. And I told people, well, if Langhorne can make something out of James Franklin, you know, because he is a Penn State football head coach, then I said, well, maybe Langhorne can make something out of John Simpson.
I like that.
You know, so there's some seriousness to that component of like, you know, this area may be able to shape me because, you know, those college years, you know, you're probably going away from mom and dad for the first time in your life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're going off from your high school friends who, you know, some of your high school friends you've been with since kindergarten.
100%, yeah.
Which is a long time. You know, 13 school years from kindergarten to 12th grade that you're with these people. And then, you know, you guys choose different colleges, and now you got to make some new friends. And I was really blessed with some of the friends that I made at my college. You know, but my point back to James Franklin was that helped mold me. That area, like,
yeah,
Philly, you know, you think brotherly love, like, mm-hmm. you know, it extended to Langhorne, and people can say what they want to say about Philly, but, you know, what better love is there than brotherly love? Whether that's, you know, your blood brother or just, in my case, I don't have any actual brothers or sisters, so my friends have, like, taken on that role.
Yeah.
Almost, and I love my friends as if they were, like, my actual siblings, you know. And I think that's something that I took away from my time in Langhorne and just being around Philly and that culture.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the basketball program, you know, Penn State's being coached by Mike Rhodes. Now, if you're from Lebanon, PA, you'll understand who Mike Rhodes is. We have a small college in our area called Lebanon Valley College, and Mike Rhodes played there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, again, he understands PA, and, you know, even more so, he understands our area of PA. And he understands what it means to be a Pennsylvania guy. And something cool that Mike Rhodes just did was he brought the Penn State men's basketball team down to Lebanon Valley College.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
So that was awesome. A really cool yeah. event. Unfortunately, I did not get to attend that event, but you know, I know some people who did, and they're like, that was cool.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool to see, you know, this big time college coming down to a good old Lebanon County and yeah. small little area. And then another cool thing that Penn State does for the basketball program is they play at the Palestra down in Philly. If you have ever been, it's the UPenn basketball arena.
Okay.
So that building's like, you know, 100 years old, and you know, Penn State plays a team there every year. It's a pretty big game for the program, and
that's awesome.
Philly has been good to Penn State basketball. Penn State's got a lot of talented guys from Philly. And I think Mike Rhodes is going to continue that. And again, I think it's, you know, being a Pennsylvania guy, understanding the state and, you know, keeping the talented players in the state.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. How can our listeners connect with you and follow along on social media?
Facebook, John Simpson. You know, I, you know, like to promote positivity there. You know, I, you know, like to promote positivity wherever I can. You know, social media, people can say, is a negative, you know, but something I try to do is promote positivity. And I think something you do a great job with your podcast is promoting positivity. You know, you mentioned Coach Bear, you know.
Yeah.
He may be the most positive person on planet Earth.
I would agree. yeah.
And you know, if you have the opportunity to be coached by him, if you have the opportunity to have him in school or just have the opportunity to know Coach Bear, like, consider yourself lucky.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And his other assistant coach, Mr. Risser, who teaches history at the high school, another positive guy, another... You can see how Coach Bear's impacted his life and now how he's impacting others. And he teaches a class called the Falcon Edge, which has been an instrument. What's
that? Falcon Edge? I've never heard of that.
So it's a new course that focuses on, like, you know, performance mentally, performance physically, and how to be the best version of yourself. And that was a class that Levi took. And I learned so much from him. It's impacted my life. Coaching, it's impacted, like, you know, how I play. And just another great guy and another great course that we offer kids out at Cedar Crest.
Shout out to Coach Risser. The Falcon Edge. I like that a lot. Man, I need to go back to high school. These are some awesome classes you're mentioning. Please.
Yeah. That's what I feel like I've been doing with Levi. It feels like, this is my second time through, and I've had some coworkers ask me, does it feel like you're going through high school again? And I answer, yeah, it does feel like I'm going through high school. Just learning some different things, some advice I would give someone, no matter how old you are, you can always learning. It's called being a student of life. You're not necessarily being a student in school anymore, not having to take tests, but you're taking different tests. There's tests of life, and we've touched on some tests, throughout this episode. And how are you gonna respond to that test? And I think, working with Levi has given me that opportunity to learn, some things in the classroom, but also things in life where that's from Levi, from his teachers.
I couldn't agree more, man. It's been a pleasure talking with you today and getting to know more about you and what you're doing for the community. Is there anything else you'd like the listeners to know before I wrap it up?
Hopefully this is something, but it's to be a positive and kind person. And that can spread like wildfire. I listened to the radio, and something I heard on the radio that has been like profound in my life is a simple saying of, in a world where it's hard to find a nice person, then be a nice person. That's a really simple statement, but it's, easier said than done. But, if we can try to do that, we can really make a positive impact. And, the American dream, if I may use a history analogy, is all about wanting what's best for the next generation, making life easier. And if we are nice and kind to each other, and we're teaching that to kids, there's hope that they will spread it on. It's like the domino effect. If you do a kind thing by holding open a door for someone, that person may remember that, and when they're on the way out, let me hold open the door for this one. Or it's kind of like the pay it forward, If someone, buys the next person's Happy Meal at McDonald's, that person may go to pay and the cash register say, this has already been paid for. And now you got that person thinking, I need to pay for someone else. And, let's spread kindness and joy and niceness as we approach Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. Three awesome holidays where we get to reflect on, what we're thankful for. I'm thankful for the opportunity to come on here and to share my story.
Yeah.
Thankful for family and for friends. And I'm thankful for that awesome student, Levi.
There thankful
for Cedar Crest. Christmas, it's not necessarily what we receive, but what can we give to others? Maybe it is a physical gift. We talked about having to get this gift, that gift. Maybe someone really needs something. And you buy that gift for someone, and that like makes their year. Or maybe it's, we talked about being just present with others. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's baking cookies with grandma, or maybe it's just watching a football game with grandpa, or and then New Year's, we hear a lot about New Year's resolutions. We hear a lot about, starting over, starting fresh. I guess my challenge to myself and, a challenge to others is, let's try and make 2025 a kinder and a more peaceful year than this past year's you know, been? How can I be more kind to others than I was this past year? So that's what I have to say. And just a big thank you. Yeah, this has been fun, and thank you for tuning in and listening. I appreciate that, and may we all make the world a better place.
I love it. Help brighten somebody's day, you know what I mean? And for everybody listening, thank you, and for the support, and everybody, and John, you coming in like today and recording this episode, I appreciate it. All the guests, past and present, here on American Grown Podcast, you know, it's your stories, you know, it's people like you, John, and previous guests, and those in the future. It's all about you. It's not about me, you know, Austin sitting here, Sully. It's not about me at all. It's the guests, and it's sharing stories, and hopefully those stories, right, at the end of the day, will leave an impact and really help others, you know, even if it's a small way. But if you can make an impact on one person's life, I think that's huge. But yeah, John, I'm gonna close it out.
All right.
John Simpson, a personal care assistant, thank you for everything you do, and thank you for joining me.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a review. To see photos of today's guests and more content, just search American Grown Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.
If you'd like to be a featured guest on the podcast, please direct message or email Austin at AmericanGrownPod@gmail.com.
This episode was brought to you by these sponsors.
Cleona Coffee Roasters is a small batch coffee roastery and coffee shop. Veteran and first responder owned, community oriented, and roasted fresh to order. Now open inside 911 Rapid Response, Anvil, PA. Go to CleonaCoffeeRoasters.com to order online, see updated hours, and find where you can buy it close to you.
Triggered 22 LLC, a veteran-owned apparel company. By purchasing a t-shirt, hat, or hoodie from Triggered 22, you're not only supporting a small business, but you're bringing awareness to veteran PTSD and suicide. Please help save the lives of those who fought for our freedoms. Visit triggered22.com now and place your order. Let's help those suffering from invisible wounds.